Girl Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. What did the tie say to the hat?
I don't know. What did the tie say to the hat?
You go ahead. I'll hang around.
Oh, cause okay, now I see. Because the tie, okay, the hat goes on your head and the tie hangs around.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense. Took me a second. But it was a good joke. It was pretty funny, I guess. I'll give it like a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Again, if you would like to contact us, you can contact us at brothersbroalec.com. Not again, but first time. You can contact us at brothersbroalec.com. And an easier way to contact us is just to go to the website and press the contact us link. And it'll just bring you right to the area.
We gotta make it easy for you
the
guys.
The area where you guys can just email us. So yeah.
And you can win some super, super, super awesome prizes.
Anyway, now let's jump into this week's big word of the week. This week's big word of the week is brought to you by Green Acres Environmental Services of Charlotte. You can contact them at 704-492-6946. We keep the grass greener on the other side.
Oh, new sponsor!
Now it's time for this week's big word of the week. And this week's big word of the week is petrichor. Petrichor is spelled P-E-T-R-I-C-H-O-R. Petrichor. Petrichor is a very interesting word. The definition of it is the pleasant, earthy smell after rain.
Oh, yeah.
So, Dayton, do you have any experiences with petrichor?
Well, you're standing outside. It's super hot outside. It starts raining, you're like, but it's raining really hard, so you're like, it's gonna end fast. You're eating your PB&J, you finish your PB&J, and you look outside, and you smell it, and you're just like, oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Petrichor, my definition.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, when you spray that Febreze.
That's not petrichor, that is...
Oh man.
Okay. As fresh linen, but
oh, man.
Now it's time for this week's female inventors. This week's female inventor is, obviously Dayton has it for us this week, but I don't think, no, next week will be a new month, and it will be a new day, it will be a new segment for the podcast.
And I don't have any more new stuff, so on to the female inventor, which is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, then it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. The female inventor is Maria E. Beasley, who was an entrepreneur and inventor. She is best known for her barrel-making machines and her improvements to the life raft. And she held 15 different patents in the U.S., United States, and 2 in Great Britain.
Okay, so she patented barrel stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And with that, she made barrels.
Barrels!
So...
I love barrels!
Basically, what would we do without barrels?
Like, what would we do without our therapy dog? It's the exact same thing.
No, it's not.
It might have a slight difference, but...
It's okay.
We don't know that.
And again, if you'd like to send us in any, you know, ideas for next week's segment, which will be instead of female inventors, again, you can contact us at brothersbroalec.com, and you can win lots of cool prizes. Like...
T-shirts!
Wow!
Stickers!
Amazing!
Man-sized woman hey bag!
Out of this world!
Cars?
Cheeto Puffs!
The sad alpaca in the corner!
It's gone.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah. He left.
He
left
that,
us. With his... handkerchief and a stick.
He basically went to a better
He's in a better place now.
He's in a better family and he's not in a better place.
Oh, okay.
But he's gone now.
Yeah.
He will always be remembered as Mr. Alpaca.
R.I.P. Mr. Alpaca. Okay, yep.
So, now it's time for us to go into this week's this or that question. This week's this or that question is pen or pencil. You might be wondering, well, why we chose this. The reason we chose this is some people write better with some things, other people write better with other things.
Well, my choice, you just mix them up and you get a lead pencil. Oh yeah.
I think no. Okay, Dad.
I choose pencil because it can be a lead pencil too.
Nice. So why you choose pencil?
Because who wants to write in a pen? You can't even erase it. Plus, I like getting the first pick because you'll have to choose something different.
Well, I was gonna choose pencil, but you forced me to choose pen. So the reason that I choose pen, superficially, the reason that I choose pen is because it's good for like knowing that you're gonna make mistakes. When you use a pencil, you're used to making mistakes. You just make them because you know you have the feeling that you know you can just erase it. But when you have a pen, you just gotta focus on not making mistakes.
That's what's up.
And that's why I choose pen. Artificially. Anyway, now it's time for this week's Tech Fact, which Dayton also has for us.
Tech Fact is brought to you by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. The name Google was created accidentally, a spelling error, which was made by the original founders who were under the impression they were going for Google. Google.
Google. Just spelled different.
Google. Google.
Okay. I like saying that, don't you? Now we're going to go right in to this week's book recommendation, which Dayton also has for us.
Okay. Book recommendation is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. One Crazy Summer is a historical fiction novel by American author Rita Williams Garcia, published by Amistad in 2010. The novel is about Delphine, Vanetta, and Fern, three sisters visiting their mother in Oakland, California during the summer in 1968.
Okay.
Someone must have ripped one on the set.
On the set. Mr. Producer, sir. Okay, now it's time for this week's Random Act of Kindness, which is the final segment in this week's show. It is brought to you by The Hair Cafe, where if you ever need hair, you need to get there. Located at 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's Random Act of Kindness quote of stuff that Easy said but he didn't make up is from Novel 78, Book 15. This week's, you know, quote that I didn't really make up, but I say sometimes, is from Charles Glassman. Kindness begins with the understanding that we all struggle. Said by Charles Glassman. That was the book closing, in case you were wondering. So, Dayton, what does that mean to you?
Can I hear it one more time?
Let me get the book out. Kindness begins with the understanding that we all struggle. That was the book closing, just in case you're wondering.
Kindness is the understanding that we all struggle. So being kind to someone who struggles is good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good enough. Now as we get into the end part of this week's podcast, time to give some shout-outs to the people who make us possible. Our producer / director, B.L. Self. This week our song was Count Me Out by Chilled or Child. I don't know. It's got three eyes in it.
Our team mom / security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey. Because what would we do without a therapy dog?
Nothing.
And we have a couple shout-outs to people. We have our cousin Corinne in Fiji.
And Mr. Gant, our neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Shout-out.
To the neighbors.
The neighbor fam.
Okay. And like my mom always.
Stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. See you guys next week. This is Bruh versus Bro.